The kingdom of Judah was threatened with imminent judgment. In the century that preceded the fall of Jerusalem, the kings of Judah, with the exception of Josiah, were all ungodly men. But the Lord did not leave the Israelites in ignorance. He sent his prophets to warn the people of coming disaster. Nahum, one of the 12 minor prophets, lived at that time. It was the 7th century BC. He was a contemporary of Jeremiah, Zephaniah, and Habakkuk. Nahum, whose name means consoler or comforter, predicted the fall of Nineveh, capital of the Assyrian Empire. This great and wicked city had been spared by God some 150 years earlier, when the Lord had sent the prophet Jonah to warn the inhabitants of coming judgment and to bring them to repentance. Since then, however, Nineveh had become the symbol of all that was evil. "Woe to the city of blood," declared Nahum, "a city full of lies and plunder and victims, who enslaves nations by her witchcraft." Nineveh was hated and feared everywhere. The tyrannical cruelty of the mighty Assyrian Empire scourged the ancient world for over 2 centuries. Nahum, as his name implies, brought hope and comfort to those who received the word of God through him by announcing divine chastisement on the bloodthirsty city. "The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, but he will not leave the guilty unpunished," announced the prophet. The city would be plundered and destroyed, never to rise again. A few years later, in 612 BC, Nineveh fell before the Chaldeans and was laid waste, and with it disappeared the Assyrian Empire. Nahum was also sent to encourage God's people. "The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble," he announced. "He cares for those who trust in him." The prophet Zephaniah, a descendant of the godly king of Judah Hezekiah, ministered during the reign of Josiah, to whom he was also related. His prophecy, which speaks in severe terms about the widespread practice of idolatry in Judah and Jerusalem, must have been pronounced before the great reform in 621 BC. Zephaniah warned of the coming destruction of the ungodly throughout the whole world, a universal catastrophe that would sweep away men and animals, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. He announced that the great day of the Lord was near. "That day," he prophesied, "will be a day of wrath, distress, and anguish, a day of darkness and gloom, for the Lord will make a sudden end of all who live on the earth." The prophet urged the people to repent and humble themselves before the Lord. "Then perhaps you will be sheltered," he said, "on the day of the Lord's anger." Zephaniah also predicted the fall of Nineveh and the ruin of Assyria. He announced punishment on Jerusalem, the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled, that obeys no one and does not trust in the Lord. "But a remnant of Israel will be saved," he said, "the meek and the humble who trust in the name of the Lord." Zephaniah gave hope for the future. "The Lord, the King of Israel, will be in the midst of his people," he said. "Your God is with you, mighty to save. He will take great delight in you and will rejoice over you with singing." The prophet announced the restoration of Israel and honor and praise for God's people. The book of the prophet Habakkuk is not dated, but it belongs to the time of the fall of the Assyrian Empire and the growing power of the Chaldeans. The prophecy begins with a dialogue between God and his prophet. Habakkuk complains of the violence and injustice of the people of Judah. The Lord answers that he is going to send the Chaldeans to punish the nation, but then they in turn will also be punished because of their wickedness, cruelty, and pride. The Lord tells his prophet to write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets. "All who do evil will be punished, but the righteous will live by faith," said the Lord. The book ends with a lyrical prayer. "Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines," he says, "though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Saviour, for the Sovereign Lord is my strength." Next episode, the prophet Jeremiah.